We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Shinayin Chet. Yeah. And the Magid Miduvna had been discussing prayer and the effects of prayer and the preparation for prayer, the idea of coming to davening a little early and thinking about who we're standing before as we daven. The idea of if a person wants to have a meaningful prayer, he has to think before he starts talking. Person thinks about the concept of hashgacha, that Hashem is watching over what's going on down here. You have to connect to that idea in order for prayer to be meaningful. And then the Magen Midivna pulls up another concept. The concept he's about to discuss is taken from a book called Tomer Dvora. We used to learn it here in Machon Meir. Tomer Dvora was written by Rav Moshe Cordoviro, one of the early Kabbalists, one of the disciples of the Arizal. And in the Tomer Dvora, he discusses the following concept. Imagine that someone knocked on your door, and your neighbor knocks on your door, let's say, and asks you for an egg. And you say, fine, here's an egg. And the neighbor says, thanks, and then throws it in your face. So you have smashed egg on your face. So you look at the neighbor, and you wonder, why did you just do that? And then he says, can I have another one? What do you say? So let's say you're a really nice guy and you're saying he must be having a bad day. But if his children need a scrambled egg for breakfast, I'll give him that egg. And you give him a second one. And then he proceeds to throw that one at you. Would you ever give him a third? So the Tomer Dvora, Rav Moshe Cordoviro, quotes this as an example for what we do with our own lives. Every morning we get up, Hashem gives us the capacity to function. Our heart beats, our mind works. We're given life, we're granted potential, and then sometimes we do good things with it, but sometimes we're like the guy who throws the egg back in the face. We do things we shouldn't really be doing with it. And we don't find that when we do things that are wrong, suddenly a person's heart stops. That just doesn't happen, right? As we continue functioning, even though we're doing things that are wrong, Hashem doesn't say, okay, I'm taking it back, never mind, I'm not giving you another second of life. No, gives us more time and more time, and he's ever patient. And the beautiful aspect of the book, Tomer Dvora, is that he discusses how we have to apply this in our own lives. This idea that a person should be a giving person, it's easiest when it's your own children. You'll see your own kids can do everything. You'll see just this. You'll give a kid something to eat and they'll throw it at you. And that won't stop you from giving them another thing to eat. I'm talking about when they're 1 or 2 years old or even 3 years old. There are ages, right? There's an age where a kid tries to hit you. Just this past Shabbos, one of our kids, the 4-year-old or the 5-year-old, notified us that we're not going to get invited to her wedding. So, okay, you smile and you move on, you know. It's not the exact threat you expect from a kid. But if they're upset at you, fine. So at that age, you don't hold it against them. You move on. You still give them dessert, right? You move forward. You'll see with your children, it's most natural. As you encounter other people, it becomes harder. Even with your own spouse, it's harder. Certainly with other people. But that's the trait that Tomer Dvora is discussing, that we should develop the capacity to give. The capacity to give. And the idea of how we look at our Creator and how much He's giving us on a daily basis. So that's the idea that the Sefer HaMidot is now going to present. That when we enter davening, v'yachshovim nafsho, we're on the bottom of page Shinayin Chet, a person should think to himself, kama pamim imrat pnei Adonav, how many times has a person been rebellious? V'akadosh baruch hu lo azav chasdo mimenu, Hashem doesn't rescind any kindness from us. V'gam ba'et ahi ishpia lo akadosh baruch hu chayim, even at that time Hashem gives him life. V'vakoch hu asher chayim noten bo, hu oseh dvarim nachiso, Hashem gives him capacity to live, Hashem gives him strength, and he uses that strength to upset him. Halel bona marazé, woe to such shame that's what we've done. Kvar hitmarmer alav echasid alav shalom b'mamar ra'itia ki ata amal v'chas tabit. That's what King David laments in Psalms. He says, "You perceive what people do that should really be angering towards you, and yet you just look on. You don't react, right? You guys know the famous story of Titus, right?" Titus had just destroyed the temple, and he was at sea taking the spoils back, and the waves were going to sink his ship. So he said, all you know how to do is fight at sea. I'm willing to take you on in dry land. And God said, Titus, You think I need to take you down? And see, I have this little creature I've created, this light creature called a mosquito. I'll let him take care of you. And the mosquito entered either his ear or his nostril, went into his skull, and slowly started eating away at his brain. That was how Titus ultimately died. So Hashem looks, and sometimes a person could do the most angering thing, and Hashem says, why should I respond to you? Just because you're upset, so what? So you're doing things that are angering. Hashem still gives a person life and gives us potential to return, which gives us a lot of hope, saying it's a double-edged sword. This gives us a tremendous amount of confidence that we can still make it back. Just because we've had our downs, we can still have ups. Hashem, you give a person life even at the moment where they're angering you. So how does a person lift his eyes or open his mouth and ask for something else? A person should remember for a minute where we are, what type of beings we are. A person really has what to be ashamed of when a person thinks of his own behavior. That's why the early sages would do tshuva before they started davening. A person first says, you know, I apologize for what I've done wrong. From there, I can make requests. The verse says, when King Solomon built the first temple, so he describes how people will pray and they'll always look to this temple. So he says they'll repent, they'll praise, and they'll make requests of you. So you see the order King Solomon viewed that prayer should take. A person first has to come back, feel like he's connected. Because tshuva, a person's humility, is what makes him find favor before his Creator. When a person is willing to say, I did wrong and I apologize, from there a person can come and make his requests. So I would just add that sometimes a person is so far away that his tshuva is just walking into shul. Sometimes the fact that a person stopped his life and walked into shul, that's his big step in tshuva, or walked into yeshiva. And a person doesn't have to stop and say, well, let me do tshuva on everything I did wrong the last 35 years before I daven. A person starts taking steps back. That's already tshuva. Person can't stop every day and say, okay, let me figure everything I've done wrong and do tshuva on all that before I actually make any requests. We're a work in progress, but the general approach is nonetheless important. Before a person davens, if he thinks for a minute, it's a totally different attitude to davening. People can easily enter davening with expectations. Rabbono shel olam, here's what I expect. And in fact, a person should think and have more humility and think about on the one hand, the kindness of Hashem, the kindness that Hashem wants to give us, even if we don't deserve it. And on the other hand, where we're holding and how humble we should be in our approach to the Almighty.